The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Ah, son, I hear! Aha! I hear! Ah, la 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 la.
Go on one more time, Rudy.
Son of here. Stupidest bit I've ever done, I think. Welcome back to Globally Local FM, episode 45. This time, that's a song.
Yeah, but like, what is the song?
I don't know.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This song is called The Ketchup Song, or Acereje, by the Spanish pop group Las Ketchup. This song is about a young man named Diego who enters a nightclub. The DJ, a friend of Diego's, plays Diego's favorite song, Rapper's Delight, by the Sugar Hill Gang. And Diego dances and sings along to the song, imitating its chorus, but with Spanish gibberish, which is what you just heard from Rudy. Thank you.
I genuinely don't know.
I don't know either.
Taking a piss out of it. Tallinn, Estonia today. And because we have actually prepared for you, our dear listeners, so much, we kind of have to rush through it. So let's get straight to the point. Beef of the week from me. Mm-hmm. And this one I'll say it a bit softer, closer to the mic, in case my neighbor hears me.
Okay, go off.
So this happened to me yesterday. Me and my friends play Monster Hunter for like basically the whole day. Been chilling, but I'm super tired because, you know, I've been playing games the whole day, blah, blah, blah. My eyes are watery. I go read a book and I'm going to go to bed at a normal time, like 11 p.m., 12 p.m., something like that. I go to bed and I can hear my neighbor screaming through the wall once in a while. Like, he's playing another game with his friends. And I'm like, it's a Saturday, you know, go off, King, enjoy, because I think he's a working man. And he just keeps playing something. I kind of fall asleep. I wake up at 2 a.m. He's still playing. I wake up at 4 a.m. He's still playing something. I wake up at 6 a.m. He's still playing something. I fall asleep. My alarm kicks off. I wake up at 7:30. And I think at that point I didn't hear anymore. But I'm pretty sure that somewhere in the middle I woke up again. And at 7 I still heard him. But at 7:30 no longer. So this guy was, I think he just pulled an all-nighter with somebody, like, just playing games and screaming the whole evening. And then in the morning, yeah. That's the thing. I'm not going to feel bad, but I kind of felt bad because as I was doing, like, I just wake up, I go to the shower, and I'm going to record an ad for the podcast. And I just realized the moment he went to bed, I'm going to now wake up and start screaming because of the podcast. So if there would have been somebody, because we have, like, a conjoined wall, if there would be somebody between us both, that guy would not have had a great time. Because the moment one shuts up, the other one wakes up.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely done that before. Those days are kind of behind me at this point, but
I have never pulled an all-nighter for games. The longest I've done is still like 3 a.m. once with our dear friend Colossal Pengo. We played Overwatch out of all games.
Yeah, nah, I have. It's been a variety of people as well. Usually was back in my Counter-Strike days, I want to say.
But you also had a lot of international friends from, like, America or from even Korea, right?
Yeah, but that's more Eternal Return.
I assume because of that, you also would play super late.
I would. I did, actually. I mean, I have definitely a couple times specifically planned to wake up, like, really early just to be able to play with them. I have done that, yeah. Anyway, where's the beef in that? Because it sounds like you were pretty fine with it.
Oh, the beef was that I was waking up the like all 2 hours, and I was like, okay, at some point, just go to bed. Holy shit! Like, okay. He was waking me up. I didn't wake up naturally. He was waking me up throughout the night.
That's okay. I understand that. Here's what I think: you put on a headphone, or you
how do you sleep earplugs? With headphones? I cannot sleep. Yeah, I've never slept with headphones or earplugs on. Like, I feel like I would find it too weird. It's like the same thing of trying to get used to sleeping without clothes, you know? Like, yes, you will fall asleep eventually, but you'll have to have, like, months before you actually get used to it.
So, do you sleep without clothes or not?
No, I do not. I sleep usually in my underwear only, but because it was kind of cold and my heating was not that great, I was sleeping in shorts and a shirt.
Yeah. Okay, so we're basically the same there. Interesting. Twinsies, as the kids would say. Not really.
Oh,
this
yeah,
is
that's
pretty
the,
uninteresting,
that's the real...
actually.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty... Okay, move on. You have something for intro, right?
Okay, Rudy, I had something for the intro. This was... Yeah, anyway. This is Get to Know Rudy Part 2. We did, like, Part 1, which was, like, a three-parter. So this is Part 2, Part 1.
What the fuck?
It's going to be a lot more simple. It's going to be a lot shorter and going to require a lot less questions. Rudy, are you familiar with, like, Vogue 73 questions?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be basically that, but for you. And I'll just handpick a few, and we'll do a couple, like, every few weeks, and then we're going to get to know, well, you.
I feel like there's going to be some... Okay, go on.
Okay, Rudy, best book you've ever read?
Best book I've ever read?
Best book.
Two answers. One is a physics book about black holes, the other one is The Hobbit.
Okay.
Because The Hobbit started my fantasy love. It's just there's just a special heart, special place in my heart. I don't think as a literature piece, I don't think it's that astonishing. It's just sentimental to me because I like the main idea of it, which I know. You know what? Come at me. Fucking, I don't care. And I said fucking without meaning the verb. But because there are people who will be like, oh, how can you like Hobbit more than Lord of the Rings? And I will say, yeah, I think Hobbit is better than Lord of the Rings. Because Lord of the Rings focuses on about the epic stuff of it, about the war and stuff like that, which is cool. I find it cool. But The Hobbit is about a small guy stepping out of his comfort zone to travel the world and be part of the journey. And they literally like he kind of does everything to not be in the war. Like, I think a lot of people get, like, shot. Like, they shit on Hobbit because the book sort of, like, it was towards the ending where the war actually breaks out like a battle. He gets boinked on the head and he doesn't even see the battle, so the author doesn't describe the battle. He just skips over that whole thing. And everybody's like, you know, they've been building over this and now we didn't even see it. I like that. Because that, it just means that it was about the small guy. Yeah, it's in the spirit of the book. He's there, small guy, and he talked to a dragon, and that was like a huge thing. And you know what? I like that small men are destined for greatness idea.
I think that's pretty cool, yeah. No, I think the whole Lord of the Rings versus the Hobbit shit is stupid as well, because they're both garbage. On to the next question. Ernie, what advice would you give to your future self?
My future self?
Yes.
Nothing. He probably knows better.
So basically you're saying you don't learn from the past?
No, but future self. My future self already knows better than me now. So what advice could I give my future self?
That's a good point. Okay, next question.
I broke him in the middle there.
What's the most mid color in your eyes? So not something bad, not something good, something that you just don't think about usually.
Forest green.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Like the forest green that usually we see in clothes. Like not the forest green that is like super vibrant, but the one that people like to like use as clothes color. That one, it's fine, but I don't see the chutzpah of it, I guess.
I mean, I wear that because it's just pretty neutral. So
yeah, that's how I think of it, it's neutral.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Favorite animal you've never seen before?
Never seen before favorite animal. Oh, God. I will say, what have I not seen before? I mean, I've seen a lot of these, like, infamously weird animals. I kind of like those. I would say a narwhal.
That's a good one.
A Greenland shark.
All right, ready? And last one. Who won't be invited to your funeral?
Me. I probably won't be there. I hate to spoil these guys, but I probably won't be there.
All right, fair enough. All right, that was Getting to Know Rudy Part 2, Part 1. So next time we're gonna hit you with part 2.
And we'll get to know you. We are running 10 minutes, by the way. You wanted to cut short the intro. We went farther, like longer than we usually do.
I think this is still shorter than the previous epis, but that's all right. Rudy, I'll just get into it with an article to start off with then. Actually, let's explore where we are first. Estonia, Tallinn, Rudy. I've got two facts. One is the obvious. Estonia is a European country, the northernmost Baltic country. Second one is, it's closely related to the Finnish language, the Estonian is.
Is it?
Which in turn is related closely to Hungarian. And, like, those three are not related to, like, anything else, really, in Europe. Did you know
There's a lot of those. Latvian and Lithuanian are the same. They're not really related to any other languages. They're related to each other, but not to anything else. I know what you mean, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I think people, if you've not heard this before, look into it. It's actually very interesting. It's like just one of those like silly facts that'll win you a trivia quiz one day. Okay, into the news. Really, speed cameras are being phased out in Estonia as the country shifts to AI.
I mean, they're slow. Why do they need speed cameras?
To make sure they're not going too slow, I guess.
Here's a fun fact of you for Baltic states. We're all friends, and friends, you know, have jokes about each other. There's a lot of jokes about other, like from the other Baltic states, about Latvia, about Lithuania, but Latvia and Lithuania agree that from the three Baltic states, Estonians are the slowest ones. They're the slowest people. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very common joke.
Okay. Anyway, stationary speed cameras are being phased out in Estonia as they are slowly being replaced with patrol cars that feature AI capabilities that can measure speed instead. Further infringements, such as using your phone while driving and not wearing a seatbelt, will be detected as well. And it seems like most driving infringements are being caught by these mobile patrol vehicles because they're not in a spot where you already know they will be. And you, like, do you know what I mean? It's just a classic, there's a camera here, so I'm going to specifically drive exactly to the rules while I'm in view of the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus now, these Estonians, they're being caught phone out, seatbelt off, probably driving upside down, speeding, and they're finally paying for it, you know?
You seem like you have a vendetta against Estonian driving.
I have a vendetta against AI, because I think I've said this many times before. I probably don't need to say it again. This shit is straight garbage in 90% of applications. You've got limited use for something like ChatGPT, where it's actually can be useful as like a supporting source. But every fucking other time, it's garbage.
I use my friend Poe for quite some things in my daily life, and it's pretty good.
All right, ready? Say it and I'll show you why it's bad.
So for mathematical laws that are very set and are not like cutting edge technology, it actually calculates and explains the concepts behind really well. I'm taking a course right now that I sometimes don't understand some of the exercises I put it in. It explains me everything to the T. Then about writing code, for example, if you know what you need and you, for example, don't know syntax of something, you put in your code and you're like, okay, this is not working. This is what I wanted to do. Where is my mistake? How can I fix it? And usually it's like, oh, you put a bracket here where it wasn't supposed to be or something like that. Something that I would spend like 15 minutes of trying to find because it's just a stupid mistake. I just put it in there. 1 minute, done, fixed. Yeah?
That's it?
Sorry, too. Do you need more?
I thought you said you do it for a lot more than just these two.
I do. When I prepare, for example, for my D&D stuff, I am like, okay, I used to be like, okay, I have like 15 shops in this town. What do I like? I have to populate, like every single shop has to have like prices, you know, catalog of items, blah, 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 blah. But at some point it's way easier to be like, okay, ChatGPT, give me like, I don't know, 5 different names for like potions that could be in a D&D world. I look at the list that it like gives me and I'm like, okay, this actually is not pretty bad. So it speeds up the process. I don't use it to actually generate the stuff, but it speeds up my creative juices. I'm like, I bounce off of what it writes and I'm like, let's switch this to this and then I can do this.
Like, see, all I think that's all fine.
Logistical stuff that you, like, it's fun to be a DM until you get to all these, like, logistical stuff where it's like you have to imagine prices for everything, logistics of the town and stuff, and it's like, oh.
I just think when, like, that's basically what I encompass as the part that's still fine when people use it. I just get annoyed by, like, every fucking app that shoves AI into it. Like, Google, you search, now you get an AI as the first result. It literally has never been correct for me. Like, the other day I was like looking up a flight, and it's like, okay, to go from Melbourne to, like, wherever the fuck it was, you start at Twin Heads Airport. That shit is not even in the same state as me. That's, like, 4,000 kilometers further. It's like, all right, buddy, I'm already here, by the way, so I don't need to fly from anywhere to get here, because I'm already here, you know? Anyway, that's my beef for the week.
You know what, Valid? AI is a tool, nothing else.
All right, ready? Sorry for the rant. Go on, your article.
The time of legends is ending. You all probably know this, have heard of it passingly, and by now it is no longer anything new, but as of this recording, and somebody who grew up with this, I'm almost obliged to put this in. Starting with May 2025, the internet-based phone and video service that was once the dominant way of staying connected in the mid-2000s is shutting down. That's right. Skype will simply cease its services and be put in history.
No. I mean, yes.
Yeah. Sid, put the Skype call ringtone for vibes, just to give back the nostalgia.
That's fine.
Right? Yeah. And why am I mentioning it in this episode? Because for those who are not aware, Skype was launched in Estonia in 2003 and is one of the most well-known software launches on this side of Europe. Only later was it acquired by Microsoft, namely in 2011, and integrated into their various services. At the time of acquisition, it was their largest investment to date. But yeah, it paved the way for basically everything that we know now as our connected media. Like, for example, Discord that me and Henry are now using. It's kind of weird to outlive these things, you know, because you grew up with them. And this is about the time where me, as or my generation, is firstly experiencing these, like, oh, Internet Explorer dying fully, you know. Skype dying. It's all of this thing where you outlive the software apps you grew up on, and it's like, I don't know, kind of like, nobody uses anyways, but hearing about that is like, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Skype was basically the thing to use when I was young as well, also when I was playing with friends, so.
Yeah, Minecraft.
I do think it's funny, like, there was, like, a brief moment where me and my friends were using TeamSpeak, if you're familiar
me
with that.
Me as well, yeah. There was a surge of TeamSpeak because it was the first time where Skype started implementing all these integrations and stuff. And, of course, it was really heavy on the bandwidth of the Wi-Fi. So everybody was using TeamSpeak because it was the app that was the least Wi-Fi heavy, like internet heavy.
Yeah, and by then Discord already rolled around, so... Like, not long after we started using TeamSpeak, and then we all swapped to Discord. And now it's been 10 fucking years, if you can believe that.
Yeah, Discord has been on its prime for a long, long time.
Yeah, I think Discord was one of the very few, like, apps where I actually got in on the ground floor. Like, genuinely, I have a pretty old account for Discord terms.
I think mine is not that old. Now to think about it, I think I got on the Discord train super late in the game. At least me and my friends.
And now it's kind of like the standard. Yeah, so I don't know. That's interesting. I wonder what the next thing will be after Discord, you know?
AI, Henry.
Yeah, I'm not even going to be in the fucking call anymore. It's just going to be a robot voice. My beef of the week. All right, anyway. All right, Rudy. I've got a bit of a more like... sad one, I guess, next. Tallinn resident left rattled after a home invasion in late February.
Oh.
Yeah. So not that great of a story. A Tallinn resident has been left in shock after a home invasion. A naked man approached the house on a sunny afternoon in February, pulled a key out of his ass, and entered the house without applying any force. The resident hid in a closet, like, and called the police. And the strange man only stole a clock, mumbling something about finally being able to get an objective time again. The resident had lost their key earlier last year, but did not expect someone to find it and retrace it to their house. So,
I was the so naked confused. Man,
yeah, he was arrested after police got to the scene, and he was yelling in like Turkish and Hindi while being escorted into a police car. And that's the last we've seen of him.
Yeah, they. You know what? For a country that's so hard to get into, they really should look about people getting out of it.
Yeah,
a lot of people are exploiting that loophole. Yeah, Equatorial Turkey, shout out to you. Well, okay, that's scary. My next article that was wait.
Yeah, that is scary.
Yeah, it is.
Imagine you're just chilling at home, Rudy, and some guy walks up to your door and pulls a key out of his ass.
You know what this reminds me of? Observation
duty.
That's
beyond scary. It does, actually, yeah.
Really does.
Pretty on point.
Anyways, wait. I thought you were supposed to do it like a pretzel. Is my name of the article.
Mm-hmm.
As of the past weeks, Tallinn news websites have been taken up by a storm. Namely, they all report about the discovery of rather, well, new research pointed to one specific thing. Sleeping positions. Now you might be saying, but wait, Rudy, this kind of is not anything to do with the city itself. And to that I say, true. Valid. But when I simply, due to my own curiosity, wanted to check to those articles, they were put behind a paywall. And to stick it up to the big news, I ventured out to find the paper they're based on and talk about it on this podcast for free. So fuck y'all. I genuinely got annoyed because this article was referenced in 3 news websites I saw and both paywalled. So I was like, you know what? Fuck you. So, Tallinn, suck it as I talk about the article. A doctor, credited for these findings and currently working in Samitivei Hospital in Bangkok, Thailand, has made research paper on basically what are the worst 4 sleeping positions you can have. So, Henry, guess which are the 4 worst sleeping positions?
I think number one's going to be just on your back.
Okay.
Do you want me to just list everything?
You remember you have to do the worst ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could have sworn that sometime...
Go on.
The record, literally I sleep on my back always, but I could have sworn that like I read something about sleeping on your back is be kind of shit.
Okay.
I don't even know what positions there are other than on your back, on either side, on your stomach. So I'm just going to say...
Upside down, like on your head?
Yeah. If you're like bent like a pretzel, that's going to be bad for your sleep.
Yeah.
I'm going to say... Sleeping with someone else in your bed is going to be bad for your sleep. And that counts as a sleeping position for some reason.
Yes. Noisy neighbors. Bad sleeping position.
And then I'm going to say... If you, like, spread your arms and legs like a starfish, that's just not going to be very comfortable. So that's going to be a bad sleeping position.
You know what?
As well.
Good 4. Let's see if you guessed any of them. The first one, fetal position.
Okay. That's fair, because you're, like, bending your
back.
I
will count half a point for pretzel here, okay? Close enough.
I'll take it.
Sleeping on your front. So on your stomach.
Okay.
Is bad for you. Half sitting and half lying down.
What?
It's like when you, for example, read in your bed and you fall asleep.
Okay.
And resting your head on your upper arm.
Okay.
Why? Mostly due to your blood flow not being equalized throughout the prolonged sleep periods. Irregular tensions throughout the body and muscles actually not relaxing in various different joints. Overall, the best positions are either on your back or side, like sex.
sex?
What do you mean, get in? You said worst positions was on back.
Yeah, but now it turns out I'm sleeping in the best position, so why should I not be celebrating?
I don't know where you heard that on your back is bad. I've always heard that it's the best position.
I don't know. I don't remember where it was. It was something like that on your back is bad. And I was like, all right, I always sleep on my back. So that's not great.
I love how you heard that fact and was like, I'm not going to change anything about my sleeping habits. Fuck y'all. I'm still going to do whatever the fuck I want.
If that's how I sleep, that's how I sleep. And then at the same time, I said that sleeping on your stomach was good. So I was like, that shit is so uncomfortable. I just cannot imagine that.
Somebody was
good.
A dumbass. Well, how the fuck? I'm sorry, but what the hell?
Yeah, well, good to know already. How do you usually sleep?
In somebody.
Nice. That can't be very comfortable. Okay, then I'll quickly, just because I wanted to do my last article as well, people, I'll quickly run through it. City satisfaction levels fall to the lowest point in a decade, Rudy, right?
Uh-huh.
Results of a 2024 citywide survey have returned lowest satisfaction rate reported in a decade. Its satisfaction has leveled, satisfaction level has dropped 7% since 2023. I'll skip the rest, Rudy. How much do you think it was in 2023? How much do you think it is now?
I don't know. Comparison. Is it out of 100? What's the score like comparison?
Yes, it's just a percentage.
It's a percentage. Okay. Estonians. I've been to Tallinn multiple times. Semi-nice, but it's Estonians.
You got to keep in mind, they don't see it that way because they already live there with Estonians.
Yeah,
so
I know.
You can't take negative for that.
But there's better across the bay. They can go to Helsinki in like a 2-hour ferry ride or something like that. You know what? Mm-hmm. I'll say...
It's 87%. The decade low point.
87 is a decade low point? What the hell?
Yeah. And in 2023,
damn, they're really happy
94.
With their city, huh?
Yeah, looks like it. But the mayor said that it's an indication of people, they're not unhappy. Like, they don't think it's that the city is becoming worse, but their expectations of the city are rising, is what the mayor said.
Wow, what a diplomatic way of saying, yeah, we've been going to shit and we see that you see that.
All right, people, well then we'll quickly jump to the ad.
Whee!
Infrastructure is one of the most important aspects of daily life. It determines not only where you can go, but also how you can get there. Despite this importance, it seems that the government doesn't always give your local infrastructure the attention it deserves. That all changes now with our brand new urban renewal project, the Total Road Infrastructure Renovation, aka the TREE Project. In our revolutionary new approach, we plant eucalyptus trees in nature strips near your house. In only 10 to 20 years, these trees will grow, causing their roots to spread and irreversibly damage the surrounding roads and footpaths. Once the roads are in such poor condition that accidents are being caused left and right, the government will have no choice but to remove the trees and renew the roads, leaving your infrastructure in a new and improved place. Try our tree plan today.
Damn. I
think it's a great initiative.
I feel for the eucalyptus trees because they're just being used like slaves. They grow, they do their fucking best to grow through the roads, break them apart, and then they die for it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's ultimately what happens in capitalism, huh? They're a tool. But you know what? They fucking
damn.
Deserve it.
Damn.
Actually,
what did
not
eucalyptus
directly related,
do to you?
The inspiration from this article came from my favorite tree being ripped out down the street about 3 weeks ago. There was like a beautiful palm tree, like a beautiful wide palm tree, and they just fucking cut the bitch down and it's gone and I'm sad.
You should go give it your respect. Like, did they tell you the graveyard where they buried it or no?
Like, it's just massacred on the street side because they didn't even fucking bother to clean it up. They literally just cut it into pieces and left it there.
Oh my god. Okay, that's kind of actually sad.
Like,
you see its corpse every time you go past.
Yeah. Like, literally every day I go and come from work, I walk past it. And I don't get it, because it was just like a beautiful palm tree. And it's like, all right, now there's just going to be nothing. Anyway. All right, everybody, keep your eyes closed. Almost made the same mistake as previous episode. And listen to this. As you walk around town, you enjoy the phenomenal architecture of the round church spires and the historic red roofs, which make for a unique vibe. You enjoy further sights of the harbor, watching various ferries arrive and depart. As you continue to explore your surroundings, you notice a strange phenomenon, where every 10th person is crying in the street. You try to approach them, but they cannot stop crying. Concerned, you talk to an innocent bystander. He advises you that only 90% of the residents are satisfied with the city, leaving the remaining 10% in perpetual grief, crying, and screaming in the street. So if you like taking statistics a bit too literally, then I think Tallinn would be a great destination for you.
That's how percentage works indeed. All right, bitches, we ain't fucking about anymore. It's time to get rolling and let's go local. How do you all like fusion? No, not nuclear fusion, but more like, how do I say this? You know those restaurants where they state that the cuisine is French and Japanese fusion, for example? Well, in this case, Tallinn is the fusion of different ages, starting with buildings and even castles built by the Crusaders from medieval ages, moving on to the great Duplo blocks of the Soviets, and finally the good old age of modern globalization. So, next up, moving on. As children, did you ever invent languages? And I mean, like, when playing with toys, did you ever just speak gibberish and then just rolled with it? Lucky for you, so did Estonians. Yes, their language is kind of Scandinavian, but not really. When it comes to the rest of the Baltics, we do not understand them, even when we are drunk. Which, now that I think about it, is most of the time, so perhaps there's the problem. Whatever, I think the Google Translate might ask overtime salary for this one. Last but not least, you a cheap hoe? I think it has always been clear that prices know how to do everything except decrease, but if you come from the Western Europe of even Scandinavia, we'll join the pipeline. The further down you go down the Baltics, the less you pay for it, but if you still like to pretend like you have some standards, then stay in Tallinn. Anyhow, if all of this sounds good to you, pedal yourself over and join the club of gibberish speakers.
Sounds pretty good.
Tallinn, I love you.
All right, ready? Well, do you want to go straight to your local business then?
Y'all ever seen a ship propeller? Like, by itself?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was gonna say, yeah, me neither. But apparently, if you go down by the pier to Lesnar's ship propeller, you can see one. Don't ask, I don't know. It's just like, it's a ship propeller put on the pier. just found it.
Sorry, this was off pod that we were talking about this earlier, but they have like a ton of those in Antwerp as well, Rudy.
That's why I said Antwerp is shit.
All right, everybody. Rudy's a bit of a hater, unfortunately. He hates culture. My local business, I'm not sure where I heard this, but I'm pretty sure Estonia is somewhat known for video games. Rudy, confirm or deny?
Confirm.
Okay, so my recommendation is to go to the Interactive Video Games Museum called Level Up. Bit cliche. Where you can view several exhibits ranging from the 80s till modern day. And just in case I was wrong, my second local business recommendation would be there's probably a fucking McDonald's somewhere, so go there.
Local radio. Close to my origin point, land of emergence, land of woods and rivers, it seems Estonia shares some radios with Latvia. Even my favorite, super overplayed but kind of funny one, Star FM. At 96.6 FM, so go to check out the vibes. It's literally the radio I used to listen to when going to school in my mom's car.
That's right. So if you want to feel like a 12-year-old Latvian boy, listen to Star FM. And if you want to listen to Estonian pop hits, then my recommendation is 90.2 FM Radio Duo.
Radio Duo. You said it actual like radio within Latvia, because that's how you say you say radio, not radio.
That's kind of like I listened to them for like I want to say half an hour. It was just like Estonian pop hits mixed with some English pop hits, and it was fine ultimately.
Well, thank you so much for listening to episode 45, Globally Local FM, Tallinn, Estonia, brought to you by Tom of Huzzah. go check out our colleague Colossal Fangirl on twitch.tv. If you would like to hear more of my soprano, please let me know through Instagram, where you can find me at 000RUDYS000, so 300 is 30. If you don't like my voice, then go check out Henry's, when you can find him
screaming on a street corner
at probably a decapitated tree.
Probably.
And who the fuck is that running out of air? Somebody's like, I think our editor is like banging on the door that we locked him in. Oh, right. The next episode is with him. Right. You say your goodbyes. I'm gonna... Where did we keep the lock?
All right, people. We'll see you in Skopje next time in North Macedonia. And in the meantime, we'll try to contain our editor.
Yo, Sid, how you been? Oh, shit. Henry, I think we forgot to feed him.
Hello. I would like to say that the Skype call sound that has been used is a trademark and intellectual property of the Microsoft Group of Companies and Globally Local FM, and by extension Tome of Huzzah, is not affiliated, sponsored, authorized, or otherwise associated with or by the Microsoft Group of Companies. Thank you.